Blog Talk Radio.
As we continue our prosperity series, as I was coming along in the car, some other interesting ideas came to me that I want to share with you. This all has to do with prosperity. Let me hear you say the word prosperity. And I dealt with the meaning of that term, and it always helps to review that. To me, prosperity is total well-being. Say that. Prosperity is total well-being. It's not just something material. So, in this prosperity series, we're talking about total well-being. And I want to speak with you about faith and perception. Faith and perception. So let me hear you also say faith and perception. Say it again. The third time. Es muy, muy importante. We as religious people have heard a lot said about faith. Jesus said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. Now, what is faith? Faith is your self-perception. Whatever you perceive that I am. Now, this isn't an exclusive definition for faith. It is inclusive. So I'm going to have you repeat after me. Faith is my self-perception. Whatever I perceive that I am. It is somewhat of a mind science definition, and as I say, it's not exclusive, it's inclusive. There are many ways to say the same thing, and I like to say the same thing in many different ways. According to your faith, so be it unto you, says Jesus. To paraphrase it, according to your self-perception, so be it unto you. What is your self-perception? And now let's deal with another definition of the word perception. And here it is. Perception is the way I see myself within my own self-consciousness. And I'm going to have you repeat it after me. Perception is the way I see myself within my own self-consciousness. Perception is what I add to I am by what I see, feel, believe, and say that I am. Sister Mary is writing this, and you'll have a chance to observe it more slowly and even up more closely after the session. But we want to get a working definition of what I'm talking about at the moment. There is a statement that's very interesting. In a sense, it may be scary. I got a couple of scary statements for you this hour of the morning. Here is the first statement that some people may find rather scary. There is no reality, only perception. There is no reality, only perception. And now, perception is synonymous with consciousness, with awareness. It all means exactly the same thing. But a statement like that, there is no reality, only perception. Things are as they are because I perceive them to be that way. Is that what you're saying? What do you mean there is no reality, only perception? Well, think about that for a moment. You take this extreme weather we've had over the past few days. Some people perceive that to be bad weather. Other people perceive it to be wonderful. Different people can be in the same environment and perceive it to be altogether different. Now, let me make another way out statement. There is no reality, only perception. That also means that the poor are poor because they perceive themselves to be poor. Oh, how radical. The rich are rich because they perceive themselves to be rich. They are self-conscious of being rich. They are aware of being rich. The poor are poor because they perceive themselves to be poor. They perceive, they are conscious of being poor. So what do we do? Here in this teaching, our business is the conditioning of consciousness. Let me hear you say, the conditioning of consciousness. Now that's what the mastery of life is about. The conditioning of consciousness. At every moment of eternity, at every point in time and space, your self-consciousness is being conditioned. That you cannot escape. How it is being conditioned is what you can control. And that's where we come to the science of mind and the technology and science of mind. Let me hear you say, control that which controls you. Oh my goodness. Isn't that far out? That may be scary to some people. I can control that which controls me? Uh-huh. According to your faith, so be it unto you. According to your perception, so be it unto you. You take fasting, for example. Fasting, in its higher understanding, means that you withdraw your consciousness from your senses. Now, Dr. Tony Mitchell teaches us that very well in his sessions. You withdraw your consciousness from your senses, from what you see out there, from what you feel, from what you can apprehend and comprehend with your five senses. That's fasting. You see, a lot of you didn't have my idea that when Dr. Tony Mitchell takes you into those exercises that you were fasting, because you were only taught to fast in the religious sense. And you learn to withdraw your consciousness from your senses so that you can recondition yourself to be master, to tell your mind what to think, to tell your feelings how to feel, and to tell your body how to react. And that is spiritual self-mastery. When you learn to control your perception, you learn to control your self-consciousness. When you learn to control that which controls you. Say that with me. Control that which controls you.
Control that which controls
you. Now, I'm going to get a little scarier here. And I'm going to say something bold-faced. And I've even got Bible to back it up, because some of you don't believe anything unless the preacher shakes the Bible in your face. Are you trying to tell us, Reverend Knight, that we can control God? Ooh, even the question is scary. We cannot control the nature or the name of God, which is I Am. You cannot control the name or the nature of God, which is I Am. But you can, and you must learn to control what you add to I Am. This is why we are told in the commandments, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. And to take the name of the Lord in vain is to add something negative to I Am. You see, in religion, they have not taught us, they have not had the slightest idea what that meant, to take the name of the Lord in vain. But the only thing we knew that meant was to add a damn after God. Now, that's not a nice thing to do. But it is worse to add poor after I Am. You have taken the name of the Lord in vain. You need to get Reverend Ike's The Master of Success series, where Reverend Ike deals with this commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And where Reverend Ike explains, every mind takes the name of the Lord. And of course, this is why we call this science, knowledge. It's good to know what you're doing with your mind. We're always doing something with our minds. We're always conditioning the unconditioned God. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. I want to belabor this point. But every mind takes the name of the Lord. Let's hear it. All day long, every mind takes the name of the Lord. What is that name? I Am. It means that constantly and continually, every mind is adding something to I Am by what they perceive, by what they feel, by what they imagine, by what they say. So you really don't even have to open your mouth telling you how every mind takes the name of the Lord.
It's time for Jessica and Tasia on Hindsight Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Peace and blessings. This is Jessica
and Tasia.
Welcome to the Divine Connection Show, where we want to divinely connect with you. So, hope everyone is having a good day, a good week. We're having a good week so far.
Yeah, so far.
I know for me, it was actually kind of rough earlier in the week. Even yesterday and the day before, but I can't say that it's not like, can't say it's a bad week because it wasn't. But I know for me, I wasn't on top of taking my herbs and my vitamins. And yesterday I was so fatigued for the past couple of days and I couldn't put my finger on it, except I knew like, oh, I wasn't doing, I just was slacking on my routine as far as like vitamins and herbs. So I realized today that I need to increase my vitamin D, vitamins or supplements. And I had forgot how important it was to take those because majority of us melanated people are vitamin D deficient, not just us, a lot of the population. And it really takes a toll on your body, and which is another reason why this whole quarantine thing is not necessarily help because as far as staying indoors, because there are on Healthline.com, it talks about 7 common risk factors for vitamin D deficiency, and 1 is having dark skin. 2, being elderly. 3, being overweight or obese. 4, not eating much fish or dairy. 5, living far from the equator where there is little sun year-round. 6, always using sunscreen when going out. And 7, staying indoors. But some of the main signs and symptoms of vitamin D deficiency is getting sick or infected often. Because vitamin D directly interacts with cells that are responsible for fighting infection. So I'm an advocate for keeping my immune system built up by taking vitamin C and vitamin D at least. But I realized that the way I felt, like I think yesterday was like it for me. I could not stay awake. I was so tired. And then that's like the second symptom is fatigue and tiredness, and it's often overlooked. And like we're supposed to be taking, well, doctors, the range of how much you're supposed to take varies, but I know like Dr. Axe, he's like a more like a naturopathic doctor. He recommends 4,000 to 5,000 IUs a day. If you're severely deficient, then you take that amount at least twice a day. The third thing was bone and back pain, primarily like the lower back. And I was having low back pain last night all the way up. Well, actually, it was kind of like the middle of the night, but early, early morning. I couldn't position myself comfortably. It was crazy. I couldn't get comfortable on my back, on my side. It was very weird because when I woke up, and then I was switching, trying to change positions. I couldn't figure out what position I just woke from that I was actually obviously comfortable sleeping in. But, it was hard to get comfortable. I was having back pain. And another thing, it impairs your wound healing. And vitamin D plays a crucial role in calcium absorption, so in bone metabolism. So low bone mineral density causes bone loss and also causes hair loss, causes muscle pain. So it's just important for us. I just want everybody to know, like, if you're feeling any of those type of symptoms or you're just a little off, don't ignore it. I mean, it could be remedied. Just take your multivitamins and take some vitamin D and vitamin C to keep your immune system going. Because, you know, I thought, you know, I get out still, but that's still not enough. Just getting out and not having, like, a change of atmosphere, not having a change of airflow. And then you have a lack of airflow if you're wearing masks everywhere, lack of oxygen to your cells, because it's kind of hard to breathe in those masks. But some people wear those masks 8 to 12 hours a day or longer, depending on where they work. So, it just got me thinking. So I just wanted to talk to you guys about that. And so you guys can think about those things. Just make sure you stay on your vitamins and minerals if you can, because it really is important in your body. Listen to your body, because I was thinking, like, what did I do? I mean, I did some yard work over the weekend, but it shouldn't, you know, I'm not that unhealthy. I was exercising. I thought maybe because I worked out. I don't know, but I should not have been as tired as I was. Like, I couldn't get up. But, you know, there are some supplements, or there's not that many vitamin D-rich foods, but there are some, like, fishy foods, like salmon and herring and sardines and cod liver oil, some canned tuna, egg yolks. Those are good supplements. I know some people don't eat meat, but you know, the supplements are good. And mushrooms, some mushrooms too, but I think that's vitamin D2, and your body needs like vitamin D3. But also think about how you, when you take it, try not to take it at night, because I think that was, I had a problem sleeping last night because vitamin D kind of like disrupts your melatonin. So the natural melatonin that you produce naturally to help you go to sleep, it kind of interrupts that. So if you're going to take it in the morning or earlier in the day to where you know it's not going to disrupt you. I think I took it when I figured it out, like I was, took like vitamin B12 powder yesterday, and I just took some supplements, but that was like later than I would normally take it. And that vitamin B12, that's the quality stuff that we get, and that lasted longer than 6 hours for me, and so therefore I had a hard time sleeping. So I had two things against me, so I was up. But you want to make sure when you do take your vitamin D that you're taking it with some kind of fat to help absorb it. Vitamin D3 will absorb better, like when you're taking it with like some kind of fish oil or fish or like avocado or coconut oil, you know, just to help it absorb in your system better. But, yeah, so hope you guys are hanging in there, not dealing with things like that, not dealing with health issues at all, you know. And if you are, you know, hopefully it's easily remedied, like me, like what happened. Because today was a much better day. I was on top of everything today. I took everything. So, but anyway, made a difference, feeling much better, not at all fatigued, didn't need a nap or anything like that. But that's that. But I wanted to talk to you guys today about the importance of planting or cultivating in order for things to grow. We were reading and came across something interesting to me in the Bible, the New Living Translation, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. And it says, I planted the seed in your heart, watered it, but it was God who made it grow. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work together with the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their own hard work. We are both God's workers, and you are God's field. You are God's building. Because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it. But whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. Anyone who builds on this on that foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. And so this, when I came across this, you know, metaphorically, figuratively, literally, it stood out to me because I was thinking about how we're all working together. Like, Tasia and I, and everyone out there that follows our King, and us and our King, like, he plants the seeds. And, like, one plant, one water, and God gives the increase. So, and like it's saying, like, it's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God is the one that makes the seeds grow. And we're all working together with the same purpose. So we're all working towards changing our status for a better life and changing it to its rightful place. And it's going to take, it takes hard work. Mm-hmm. I know, like, verse 8 said, and both will be rewarded for their hard work. So it's not, this isn't always going to be an easy process. Some people, it's easier than others, and some people you'll just have some things against you, but Akeem gives pointers how to move blockages, and, you know, and we get given pointers on how to catch yourself up for success. But we know when opposition comes, because that's just the way everything works. Yeah, so, but it's definitely going to take some consistency and, you know, seeing your determination, because at the end of the day, if you just do it, it says right here, if you just do it, it will grow. So you will see the fruits of your labor. And then, I mean, eventually, it will, what will happen is fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. We can try to work together, but, you know, you'll be rewarded based on your own. It says we work together, but individually, you know, you'll be rewarded, or everything will be seen individually.
Yeah, and there's times where there will be opposition. There will be fire put towards your work or what you're trying to accomplish. But the fire reveals how steadfast and unfaltering you are, how strong you are, what the quality of your work is when it comes out on the other side. Even an example, being able to, even with the current state that the world's in, being able to adapt,
mm-hmm.
being able to still produce something that will go through the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much what I got from that. That's what I see that stood out to me. And it reminds me of another scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:58. And it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So that you have to be planted. You have to make up in your mind that you will, anything that comes your way, that you will persevere through it. And
yeah, and you have to believe that it will, like, no matter what, it will grow. Especially when, like, well, bad intentions grow too, but good intentions, I mean, right mindset, right headspace, right heart, putting in that work,
hard work will be rewarded.
And even if you don't feel like you're reaping the benefits right away, or if you're getting frustrated or discouraged, that know that your good work will not be in vain, that
mm-hmm.
you will be rewarded for the outcome, and it will be even more valuable, and it'll be even more beneficial to you to look back on
yeah.
and to appreciate.
Because I can't, I mean, this type of work, it can be tedious to some. Some people will work towards becoming private, and some people will fall off. And even if you fall off, just get back on, you know, because.
Yeah, don't stay there. Just get back up.
Because we saw, like, we know what it says about the situation that the system has trapped us or, you know, tricked us into.
Yeah, they tried to intimidate us,
mm-hmm.
discourage us, belittle us.
And just keep us bound, though, like as straw man, you know,
mm-hmm.
as slaves. And
take advantage of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, con. So, yeah, a lot of people haven't put in the work, but then there are a lot of people that have. There's some people that have, and there's a lot of people that have not. But I think there's a good amount, like half and half. But either way, there's always something we can work on. So I think everyone needs to just make sure we're all in this. There's a community out there for you. There's a support system out there. There's people still rooting for you and not against you. You know, a lot of us are still in the workplace right now, and, you know, everything's connected to the straw man, but it's just for a time, you know, and we will all, you know,
mm-hmm.
we'll get out of it.
Yeah, we're each other's support. This is our community, so.
Mm-hmm. So Jesus, and then as you spread the word, I mean, the community will grow. So, you know, you can plant the seeds, somebody else water it, you know, and then it will grow.
And that just goes with the seed to the sower.
Yeah.
Because
everybody
don't have the right soil. But you still plant the seed, you move on. Some will captivate it, some won't.
Yeah.
Can't win everybody.
That's right. And then, you know, sometimes it takes someone else, say, or to teach. There's different types of teachers before things start to click,
mm-hmm.
you know. And sometimes people just aren't ready. There's a season, too. Sometimes people aren't ready to hear or ready to see the vision, but there may come a time, you know, that opportunity may come around again, you know, when they make you ready for what you have to say or teach. Or sometimes it's like, I don't want to teach this stuff. I'll just send you to the person. So, you know, that's how it is. That's how it was for me. I was just like, I'm just going to go to the seminar and bring somebody with me,
mm-hmm.
bring people, you know, that I know will listen, and then bring the opportunity to others. That's all I can do, because I could not teach this the way I can teach it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and that just even shows the fruits of his labor. You know, it's growing because he was consistent. The information out here and his knowledge is growing. The way he can interpret the text and put things together from templates, affidavits, to the whole process to leading you to success, you know, it's all growth, because one plants, one watered, and then, you know,
God gave the end to
you. He did, and you know, he didn't learn this on his own. It was introduced to him. So that's how it works. So I just want everybody, let's just keep going, even though it, you know, and sometimes it's tedious, and sometimes it could be a little nerve wracking, but get that mindset right. So,
yeah, good stuff. So I want to present to you guys this scripture. It's Habakkuk 2:2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Now, as far as this whole process that we're doing, or any other goals that you may have, is it really important that you write down your vision, your plans that you have for it? It's something different about writing it down and seeing it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something about it, which brings me to a certain practice that people use. It's very popular, and you can Google it anywhere and it will pop up, but to have goals and to have measurable, specific goals for what you're trying to accomplish. And the term that is used is SMART goals.
Mm-hmm. So called SMART goals?
SMART goals, yes. So it's specific, measurable, obtainable, relevant, and time-bound goals. So it's an acronym. It's spelled SMART for the first one, SMART specific. And to be very, you have to pinpoint and be very specific and clear of what you want to do. And some questions that you would need to ask is what do you want to accomplish? And why is it important to you? What are your aspirations? What are you trying to do? You need to know where you're going and why you're doing it. Who does this involve? And what are some resources that you need to accomplish these things? And I want to give an example to you guys as to what is something specific that I'm trying to accomplish, that I'm accomplishing, that I'm doing. And something that all you guys should be doing is to be a national and not a citizen of the United States. Now, why am I doing this? Is to disassociate myself with the straw man, to operate completely private, reaping the benefits of it, operating as a national, and having documented proof of this. Why is this important? It goes back to what Jessica was saying. Not only operate in these freedoms, but to teach others how to do the same. The health state of mind that we have, that we are so conditioned mm-hmm. to have.
Yeah.
And it involves our listeners. It involves you and I, Jessica. It involves a team.
Mm-hmm.
And simply what resources that we have to help these people, help people, is you could just go to our website, jtnews.com. And to do these things, it's not the government being shut down is not an excuse. You guys can still actively do these things, actively go through this process. I know me and Jessica, we still have been trying to do as much as we can, even though things are shut down. But don't be discouraged because of that. Don't let that be your excuse.
Yeah, we still mail stuff in. It's just, I mean, eventually things will have to open up. Eventually people have to go back to work. So eventually things will get sorted and answered. And on the next step will be, you know, accomplished.
And then the next.
You did S already.
Yeah, I did.
So now that was SMART, meaning making goals specific.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're moving on.
I'm moving on to M for measurable. Now, measurable, it helps you measure the progress to help keep track of how you're going through the process, to create deadlines for yourself. I know we create deadlines for everything that we do. We review everything from week to week, and we have a meeting every week to create deadlines of what processes we want to get done, and then also to put a date on it.
Yeah. Now, do we always meet those deadlines? No, there are things that come up, unforeseen things that come up against us. But it's so good to put a date on it, though, because there was a time when I was like, wait, we've been talking about this for 4 weeks going into the next month. And I was like, no, we can't go into like 2 months not not doing this. When we said we were going to have it done. So it's good to have that accountability partner as well. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's even better to have a date.
Yeah. So also you got to keep in mind what the cost is, not only just monetary, but also with your time,
mm-hmm.
With what it's going to cost you as far as being comfortable, what it's going to cost you as far as overcoming fear,
mm-hmm.
what's it going to cost you? Like, some people might just not understand. So it might cost you relationships. But you also got to keep in mind with your goals. Everybody in all things that it affects.
So measurement. So we had the SMART goals. I'm sorry, we're doing SMART goals.
Mm-hmm.
And it was specific, and then it was measurable.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you know, a deadline, and then also consider what it will cost you, how long will it take,
mm-hmm.
and okay, and how will you know that?
How do you know you achieve your goals? You simply by reviewing what you have done and where you need to go. Okay, so the next letter is A, and that's achievable. And that's setting realistic and obtainable goals. It should stretch your abilities, but at the same time, it should be realistic. I can give an example. As far as like weight gain, you could say, oh, something that's not realistic is I am going to lose like 20 pounds in a week. That's not realistic, but you still need to set a goal for yourself that will stretch you to achieving what you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, so a realistic goal.
Mm-hmm.
Then
write down how you want to accomplish these goals. And I do most days. I'm not going to say I do it every day, but I do write down my task,
mm-hmm.
for the day or for the week,
mm-hmm.
To make sure that I'm checking those things off and I'm mindfully looking at them every day, that I'm mindfully, I have it in my mind that these are the things I need to do. And with you doing that every day, that's gratifying, checking off those things.
Yeah, even if something as simple as going to go get a book of stamps, like anything you have to do to make your life easier, or print off these documents for, I don't know, when you do get to go pick up the envelopes. Like, everything is still a process.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't always just have everything lying around. And even if you do, you got to get it all in order. So, yeah, the task list is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's very important, because if you have a task list, then it sets you back. So we don't have time for setbacks in this season. Everything's changing. There's going to be a new norm. So when everything's open back up, we need to have everything in alignment. We have to have everything ready to go. People will be left behind. But it's not too late, though. And that's another thing. Like, I don't know. Some people feel like the world is ending. Like, we're at the very end, but the end is still yet to come. And if you have that mindset, that's exactly what they want you to have, to make you feel like you are too late for this process, but you are not. If anything, is right on time.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing that we know about this stuff now, you know. So it's just, I don't know. At this point, I feel like this is very time sensitive to get to becoming private.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So,
okay.
Some things change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, the next one is R, and that's relevant. This is ensuring that the goals matter to you, that your plans are beneficial to what you want to achieve. So, is this worthwhile? Is it worth your time? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot.
Right. But, and then, is this the right time? Yes. This is relevant to today. It's relevant to tomorrow. It's relevant. Yeah.
It's relevant for me. It's relevant for my kids. It's relevant for my legacy. So, yes, this is absolutely relevant. And then the next and last one is T. That's time. So goals require deadlines, and your tasks need to be prioritized. And there's an order to how you do things. So when are you going to do this? Now. we already know that. How long is it going
to
take?
Well, that's you and I, but
mm-hmm.
other people have to think about the process,
mm-hmm.
the things that they have to get done. Some people still got to authenticate birth certificates. Some people, it's just a lot. So, yeah, that for them, you know, these SMART goals, have a time frame and when. Have a realistic, like you said, time frame
mm-hmm.
on when you want to have things done. Because it's so important, because you never know what's going to come against you. So it's better to do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So when can you do it? What can I do? Also, plan for the future. It doesn't just have to be immediate goals. This is for long-term goals, short-term goals, mid-term goals. It's always important to actually have goals. And another thing that we talked about was vision boards,
mm-hmm.
To actually see yourself, see where you want to go, see what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then write down and say these things every day, your affirmations. We stress that all the time because it really does work.
Yeah.
It really is effective. So.
Yeah. And although we are trying to do this, there are people that are doing this and they're further along than we are. But it's not like a race, though. It's more like a marathon. It's not like we're
mm-hmm.
just hurrying up trying to get everything in, but we're just actively in the process. We have a list, and as Akeem is teaching, as he's going through these processes himself, so he makes sure he does things himself first, and he makes sure he has receipts for, I mean, a lot of you know, but yeah, he makes sure he has receipts for the things that he's done. He's willing to show you his own documents. So, yeah, we just have a list, and we're just checking it off one by one, because at first I was overwhelmed with information. I was thinking, this is, like, too much. And then he just reassured, like, look, just do one step at a time, and
eventually.
You know, it'll all be checked off,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he had to, like, talk me, because I was just, like, I mean, I just was just going in full force, and it was just, like, also not realistic. But realistic for me to be on board wholeheartedly, but as far as getting everything done, I mean, things take time, but that's why it's better to start now rather than later, because, you know, they're always changing things up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so it's about... That's about it. And also, I think, so with the SMART goals, I like that because we have S for specific, right?
Mm-hmm.
M for measurable
mm-hmm.
goals. Is it? Oh, A is for achievable. R, relevant. T, time bound. That will help us today, help you in the future.
Help you becoming private. It helps you in every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
Because you won't prosper if you don't plan.
Right. And so, like you said, I think we have a good teacher. and
there's other teachers out there too. And as we study, I mean, we're our own teacher, you know, we're teachers to other people, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And as you study and as you go through the process, you're able to help others. So I think we're getting it from a source and we're carrying it out. So just like we read 1 Corinthians. So, you know, so let's just keep going and keep watering, work together with the same purpose so that God can grow it.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately that is what we want. So mm-hmm. that is the gist. That is basically what we wanted to talk about today. Just keep cultivating, keep your head up, keep going forward. Don't let anything keep you down. I mean, we have excuses out here now. I mean, it's up to you to take on excuses or to, you know, going. I mean, anything to help you tap out, like we could take on any excuse, but let's not do that. Let's just keep going and striving, and pretty soon we'll all be private. But it's more important to me to get everybody else on board. What good is it for you to be private, but your loved one, the person right next to you that you're with every day is not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's become teachers and be your own teacher. We can't teach. I don't teach like Akeem, and I don't teach like Tasia, but, you know, we still reach other people. So let's do that. Let's just learn, let's study, and let's keep going.
Yeah.
So I don't see any hands.
No hands right
there. And I don't think Akeem jumping in today. So that's about it, you guys. We appreciate you guys so much for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in today.
Thursdays and Tuesdays and just being there for us. We appreciate the support. We hope that you get something from this.
That you're blessed by this.
Yes. And so till next time, guys, we thank you. Have a good one.